In times of desperation, or when you are filled with love and you see the one you love suffering, you will do anything. Just like the Canaanite woman who cried out in humility for her daughter to be healed. And in that cry, in that desperation, she will knock any door. One will knock any door, will go to any extent, and will experience the faithfulness of love. Will experience the commitment of love. Recently, my father and mother were traveling in Dubai, babysitting for my brother's son and being there for some time. On their way back, going back to India, my dad had an accident. He slipped off from the escalator and he came rolled down. And he told me when he came down, he didn't call Jesus or anything. He just said, "No English, no English, no English." So people knew that he doesn't speak English. So they could, he's a wise man. Huh? You don't call the name of Jesus in a Middle Eastern country these days. Anyway, he came down and my mother was on a wheelchair coming down because she had strokes. She couldn't take the escalator. And these two poor people don't know English. But then I was talking to my mother. She knew Dad was in trouble, broke his shoulder bone or things like that. And she just got up off the wheelchair and tried to walk and grab him. And in his no English, she somehow communicated everything and boarding pass and all sorts of things. I was talking to her, and she said to me, "I don't know, but there was a grace available." She said, "There was someone guiding us and leading us to the right place." Then I was talking to my father. My father said, "There was a young man came to me, and he came to both of us and sat with us and said, 'I won't leave you until you are in the next flight and you are safe.'" My dad said, he was almost 32 years old. He sat with for us for almost 5 hours. And 3 in the morning, they caught the flight. And then he made sure that mom and dad was boarded, and then he left. Whenever I visit nursing homes, whenever I take people from the parish for shopping and take them back to nursing home, I used to make a simple prayer in my heart. "Lord, when my mom and dad get old, I won't be there to look after them." So I say the simple prayer. When I take my friends from nursing homes and visit them and pray with them, "I want you to look after my parents. And I want you to do the things I cannot do." And then God does. In desperate moments, in real need, he appeared as a young man, 32 years old, and I am only 32. That is the faithfulness of God. In desperate moment when we cry out, he comes and he surely comes. And in the scripture, we have full of stories. Stories of ordinary people. People with weakness crying out in their desperation so that the grace may be at work in them very powerfully. Simple people, ordinary people, in front of their weaknesses crying out so that the grace that is available may be at work in them best. Sometimes we can take for granted the grace. And as Catholics, we are very good with sacramentality. The grace. There is a grace available everywhere. And we may come to church, sit and go through the motions. I can come and say the Mass, go through the motions, sit in the confessional, listen, and forgive you, God. Or you can come and attend the Mass, nice singing. We can take grace for granted because we become used to things. We know it becomes a routine for us. But look at the Canaanite woman. Look at the Canaanite woman. Out of everyone, only she cried out. Because she knew her weakness. She couldn't do anything that saved her daughter. She knew her desperation. She was helpless. She didn't speak the language. She didn't know what to do. So she did everything she could. First response was utter silence. She cried out, "Son of David," respecting the Jewish tradition. No word, silence. She cried out again, shouted. The disciples felt embarrassed. People said, "Shut up, the Lord is not going to listen to you." Discouragement. She cried out again. Then came the biggest sarcasm from Jesus, calling her dog. "How can I give the food of a dog to you?" In other words, "I won't give you anything, dog." She was persistent. She did. But the dogs deserve something from the plate. Now, I need that something. I don't want the goodness in the plate. You eat the meat, Israelites. I want the bone. I don't want the whole thing. I just want just your touch. Just a word you're saying to me, my daughter shall be healed. In that faith, Jesus works the miracle. Maybe Matthew is giving a lesson to the people of covenant, the people of Israel, thinking, "Well, I was born a Jew, I was circumcised, I'm a man of covenant, I'm a woman of covenant, I'll be saved." He brings the example of a Canaanite woman who calls out, "I'm not circumcised, I'm not baptized, I'm not confirmed, I haven't been to catechism classes, I never had to attended a youth mass or youth rally, but I am in need and I heard of Jesus and I call out to him." That person went home with more blessing than the person who did not exercise faith. My dear brothers and sisters, we are blessed with graces. Grace through every sacrament. Grace through Word of God. But how much we exercise our faith. How much we exercise the power in the name of Jesus. Coming from a multicultural background in India, I have seen when priests go out to do evangelization, they go to North India, where there is not much religious Christianity, and we preach, say, "Jesus can heal you," and they come and say, "How do I pray?" Well, and the priest would say, "When we bring the Blessed Sacrament, just cry out, 'Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.'" So they've been preached that Jesus can heal, and he has healed many. There will be testimonies. At the end, they bring the Blessed Sacrament, and what they've been told, just call out Jesus. And if you walk in there, you see these thousands of people, never baptized, never heard of Jesus until that time. They just call, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus," just the name. And the miracles happen in their lives. They go out much more blessed than the person who think, "I've been saved because I've been born like that." Let us exercise the grace. And in our desperation, when we cry out, God does hear our cry. That's my experience. I've been so joyful this week. And I said to the Lord, I will go anywhere because I know you will be sending 32-year-old, 33-year-old, 34-year-old to my family to look after them. That is the commitment of the Lord. You put me first. I will put everything about you first. You put me first in your life. I will put everything about you. Your father, your mother, all your concerns first. And I will be with you. I am a faithful God. I cried aloud to the Lord and he heard my cry, Psalmist says. I cried day and night, continually. I did not withhold. And finally, his face shone upon me, Psalmist says again. St. Paul says, pray unceasingly. Pray without ceasing. Prayer can do two things. One, sometimes we may not get what we pray for, but the prayer will change us. Like Jesus in Gethsemane. Jesus was praying, Father, can you take this cup away from me? I don't want to die on the cross. Father heard the cry. He died on the cross. No. Gethsemane, that prayer was the result. Jesus transformed. He went to the cross with much more surrendered heart. That was the power of prayer. He did not get what he prayed for, but his mind, his attitude, his heart changed. Sometimes that can happen to us. We may be praying for someone who is sick. Maybe complications in our relationship. When we come to the Lord pouring our heart out like Hannah in 1 Samuel, wobbling and crying our heart out, we may not get the object we are praying for, but that prayer, the presence, the grace can change the one who is praying. There can be a deep transformation in our lives. We will walk up to the Calvary and we will die with him. And surely, like Jesus, we will rise again. There is only one person who came out of Calvary, which is Jesus, because he prayed in Gethsemane. Two people ended there, two thieves. And in scripture, we don't read that they went to a place called Gethsemane, like Jesus. Jesus faced the cross because he spent time in Gethsemane. He cried out. That changed his heart, his whole attitude. And he came to a place of surrender. The power of crying out in desperation. Complete surrender. Like the Canaanite woman, she didn't have anywhere to go except to surrender. There is no other way. There is no other door to be knocked yet. So there is a complete helplessness and surrender. The second thing I will share, prayer brings peace. The beautiful prayer, every time I pray that in the Eucharist, you know, when the priest lift up, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world, we say a response. I am not worthy that he should enter under my roof, but only say a word, my soul shall be healed. Not my body, not my mind, my soul shall be healed. These days, that's where we need God's healing touch, in our soul. The depression, the issues in our relationship, the fighting, the violence, the war, the tragedies, the sadness, the sorrows, everything affects our soul. And we become people who are full of gloom and doom. Jesus says, eat me and drink me. Eat me and drink me. I'll give you peace in your soul. Let us not take our faith for granted, my brothers and sisters. Of course, there is grace available. But let us exercise our faith. Today I invite you, let us together this evening call out when we pray, when we praise, when we receive Jesus in faith, exercising, I'm receiving Jesus, I'm praising Jesus, I'm calling out to him, and he can work miracles in me. Simple people called out to God in desperation so that the grace that is available may be work within them at best. In humility, let us also call out to him so that the grace that is available may be at work in its best in our lives. Amen.